Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner, who is the research manager for the center. And Marnie, we've been hearing an awful lot about the legislature's override of the veto on the gas tax bill.
Right, the transportation bill from last
year
that got passed.
That, I call it the gas tax bill, but you're right, it's the transportation bill. Okay, but the gas tax is the big piece in there.
Right. That's the piece that everybody's looking at. It really is a larger transportation bill because it appropriates the funds for doing the road maintenance and building projects that the Department of Transportation wants to do. It also issues bonds for some of those. And there's a bridge improvement component in there that people have been looking for. And there's also an emergency relief fund for the 35W bridge collapse and the expenses that have come from that. But, of course, the really big thing has been the gas tax.
Yes.
And for the first time in 20 years, we have a gas tax that is going to be increased. And
almost right away, I think, like in April, isn't
it? Right. Yeah. And it actually phases in. It's going to be 8.5 cents over 4 years, but it phases in. The first phase in is 2 cents on April 1st, and then there'll be an increase of another 0.5 cent sometime this summer. And then by October 1st, there will be another 3 cent increase,
okay,
which will increase it to 5.5 cents total by the end of this year. And so that money is going to go to roads and bridges and all those projects that we've been looking at for several years. And
yeah,
now, of course, MnDOT's concern is, where do we start?
Yeah, of course. There is concern among the constituents out there, the voters, wondering, you know, is it still going to, are there going to be politicized projects and so forth? And that's something that, obviously is yet to be determined. But certainly there's a litany of projects that could be done.
Right. And I think MnDOT has a pretty good method of figuring out which projects have to be done. There are ones, you know, at the top of the list, like Highway 14 through southern Minnesota, and what they like to call the Devil's Triangle up in Brooklyn Park, an arrangement of three intersections on 169 that is very dangerous. And so there, I'm sure, we'll be campaigning for, you know, each district's pet project to get done. But I think MnDOT has a pretty good idea of what are the areas that need to be addressed.
There was another component, or actually a couple of components in the bill, if I remember right. There was a some kind of an increase in the sales tax in the metro for mass transit. Is that right?
Right. But that only goes into effect if the county board in each county approves it. But okay, they don't have to be voted on by referendum. There's also an optional half-cent sales tax for outside of the metro
area. That's what I was interested
in. Yeah, in greater Minnesota. That can be used for specific projects, but that has to be voted on by referendum. So that only goes into effect if voters approve it.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more to talk about on this issue, but we've run out of time. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a presentation from Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. We'll catch you next time.